You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go down the Jimmy Carter path and see where that takes us. Out in the pea patch, no. You get us back on track on the hard pavement. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, I thought I was going to have surgery and went to the doctor yesterday, and he said no.
Good for you.
So that was – I had some kind of umbilical hernia or something that's not a problem. So we're not going to – it's not going to make me have to go because
– that's the kind of thing left over from childbirth.
I don't know. But whatever it is, I was freaking out for about 3 or 4 days thinking I was going to have surgery. And he said, not unless you're a swimsuit model, and I am not in that business any longer. Of course, I was back in the 60s.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Along with you. In fact, I used to see you down there strutting around the Fontainebleau.
That's because I was on the cleanup crew. That's why you saw me.
All right. Everybody's stocks are okay today. You know, you have to got to look after an insane thing like, yes, right after I hung up yesterday, things were going cuckoo right then. That company lost $600 billion. Boy, don't you know that was a nasty day. $600 billion, biggest single loss in a day in the New York Stock
Exchange. And not by a little bit.
No, yeah, $600 billion is pretty strong. Now, today, Dow's are down 18 this minute. The oil prices are up a little bit at $74. Everything's kind of okay. Treasury Secretary Bessant has been confirmed, and Democrats voted for him, too. Microsoft might be buying TikTok. That was one of the things I heard yesterday. I listened, finally, to the Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg. Boy, I was driving last night, and that was about to bore me to death. I finally had to cut it off. I mean, the first part of it's good because they're talking about Facebook and all kinds of
censorship,
content moderation, and all this stuff. But then they get into the UFC stuff, and Zuckerberg's all into jiu-jitsu and fighting, and he had some kind of ACL tear. And I mean, it just gets off in the weeds on that, and I just could not care less.
Did you know, just on your subject there, I ran across this yesterday and hadn't put it on the air. The Joe Rogan podcast has been number one by a country mile in America for going on years now. There's another podcast that is number two that on certain weeks on these charts has beaten Joe Rogan for the first time ever. It's called the Mel Robbins podcast. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I thought you were going to say Call Me Daddy because that's a big one. That just got a $125 million deal to go from Spotify to YouTube. Mel Robbins.
Is that a true
name
crime?
Sounds familiar.
Mel is a woman, and it's about health care, and I looked it up, health trends in health care and stuff like that. Man, that's quite a out of nowhere. A woman, the Mel Robbins podcast, which is followed.
I watch her on.
You know who?
I watch her on TikTok all the time. She's brilliant.
Okay,
brilliant mind. Yes,
she got something going on.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Rogan, you know, I mean, I was not listening to it. And then they had Trump on there, and they had Musk, and they had they had Zuckerberg. They had some names, and I've listened to the other ones. They were really quite good. They were very long. They're 2.5 hours. But the Zuckerberg just got lost in the weeds. I don't think he wanted to talk as he has to play the middle, or he chooses to. And they were pretty upset with the Biden administration, things they were doing or trying to do to Facebook. And so
he didn't act like that for a lot of years, did he?
He sure didn't.
This is a one.
Well, but they're definitely, they're a lot of poo-poo on the Bidens, and things that went on during that administration. And really, history takes a little time to percolate, and you got to get further down the road. But he may not come out too good, when all is said and done. And he may also be halfway responsible for the default of these newscasts and the late-night shows. They may all tie that up together because people have gone away from the late-night shows in just droves. They're all down to, 1.5 million or something because they were mostly political. And I think even people on that side get a little tired of hearing about it. You'd like for them just to be funny. And then you've got the evening news. Yesterday was the big start of the new CBS Evening News. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it's the new show. It's sort of like the first 30 minutes of the Today Show. Not doing story, whatever's going on. It's more of our lead story, and they get into it for a little bit. Excuse me. They get into it for a little while. So it's interesting. I don't know if it's going to – it's definitely a contrast to David Muir. And I like the David Muir because I want to watch that show to get an idea of everything that's going on today. And I don't really want to hear a whole lot about anything in that little short period of time. So we'll see what the American people say. The CBS newscast has long been the third-rated show. Trump, he is going so fast. I read a story where someone went on that tour he did last week, North Carolina, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, to Miami. And they said the press was exhausted. They were just at the very end, they were all about to pass out. And he was still going strong. So no one really understands where he gets all this energy. I don't know. But he signed new executive orders. This one, he's barring transgender people from serving, but I don't know what he wants to do with the ones that are currently in there. And there may be as many as 18,000. I had no idea that was, the numbers on that are pretty high. And he just keeps coming out with more and more executive orders, so we'll see where all that goes eventually. But his Secretary of Treasury is in, and I think there's some more. The Kennedy confirmation may come this week, and there's a couple of them. He's got several of them that are pretty controversial that are going toward the meat grinder this week. On a lighter note, they showed us some more of the Superman movie yesterday. Got to see a little bit of the Man of Steel sitting on an asteroid with his dog Krypto looking out over the Earth. And that's some good escapist movie going that'll happen July the 11th this summer. And then Supergirl, they're shooting now, will come out June 26th of next summer. And then The Batman Part 2. And I'm not sure what The Batman Part 1 is. I'm so lost on that series. That's 2027. So any of you guys ever, Bob, you're in the tip, my friend Ted's world. You're not into those kind of movies, are you? The Supermans and all that.
Just not into fantasy.
You were not ever into fantasy.
Come on, sci-fi. Superman was so cool.
Well,
Christopher Reeve.
As a kid, yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but you weren't even probably that thrilled about it then.
Well, no, Superman used to be on TV every week. Look, well, yeah, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Superman. Superman.
There's some great... did someone ever make a movie about that? I think they did. About, what was his name? George Reeves, I think was his name, that played Superman on the TV shows in the 50s. And somewhere in there, he was dating a mob's girlfriend or a mob's running around with a mobster's wife or something, and they may have killed him. when they said it was a suicide. There's a lot of interesting backstory on the death of the actor that played Superman back then. And they did a story about how a lot of rough things happen to people who play Superman. Well, Chris Reeves, you know, that documentary is either coming or is there about his problem of falling off.
No, it's out. It's really good. It's I think they're playing it right now on Prime, maybe Netflix. I watched it on the plane. It's tearful.
Hard to watch, though, isn't
it? It is hard to watch. I mean, you're watching a man and then his wife.
This was one of the nicest people, nicest actors I had ever met. And just good-looking, smart guy.
Did you interview him?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And I can't watch that. I had a hard time watching it when he was, you know, he had a very unusual paralysis, you know, where they had him in this real tall chair. It was very unusual. And anyway, it was difficult because he was the nicest of the stars. He was really cool. And plus, that was a cool role that he was playing, too. He was Superman.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The documentary is very inspiring. As sad as it is, at the very end, you realize he did.
Oh, I'm sure it's inspiring.
He did exactly what he wanted to do and inspired and helped a lot of people with the whole stem cell thing. So
I'm sure. It's just, you know, that's just a loss. Super Bowl tickets. I know Bob has been looking at maybe trying to jump down there.
No, not at all.
No? Tickets are starting at $3,500.
That's not unusual, is it?
No, but the highest ticket they can find right now is $56,409.
I want to play in the game for that. I want to run a triple reverse or something or throw a pass.
Yeah, let me go dress out.
For 50 grand, run through the tunnel.
Let me do a kickoff.
Yeah.
You know,
at least.
Me up. I'm going to run the other direction when the ball gets kicked.
Same.
You know, but no, I'm still remembering the seventh grade going out for football and Joey Tinsley hitting me. Skinny Jimmy.
I'm pretty sure, though.
Joey Tinsley, number 44, hit me at full speed on a kickoff return.
Did you black out for a second?
It was my last day at football, but I became the manager of the team. I was the manager for the next 2 years.
Good for you.
And did all the manager work, which is hard work, but I really enjoyed. I loved being around it, but I was skinny. I was a little beanpole-looking kid back in those days. But I was brave, and I dared Joey to hit me. I stood right in front of him, and he hit me like a train.
Drove you like a Datsun.
He just, I was gone. I think I went over the goalpost. White Lotus, that's not one of the shows I'm watching. I've tried to watch it a couple times, couldn't get into it, but a lot of people love it. It's getting ready to start its third season. That's a fictitious place, supposedly, where they are, but it's not really. They're on the Four Seasons resorts. They're around the world. Four Seasons, you have one in Austin. There is no such thing as a bad Four Seasons. They have greater Four Seasons that are in these exotic locations. There's one in Maui. There's one in Italy. There's one in Thailand. And those are some of the ones you're seeing on White Lotus. And the prices are not inexpensive at any Four Seasons that I'm familiar with. They finally got one in Nashville now, down by the river. And, I'm sure that I hadn't been in it, but I'm sure that it's great. And the Four Seasons and Doheny in Beverly Hills was my home away from home for 12, 15 years. That was where we did most of our movie work at. And it's just a great hotel, maybe the greatest hotel chain.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And time for the wrap up. That's part two, page two, actually, of Jimmy Carter. Jimmy, you were talking about Super Bowl secondary market ticket prices. You know what the face value, and you can't buy them because they really all go to sponsors and teams and stuff. You know what the face value is of every ticket to the Super Bowl that's printed on the ticket? $2,500.
Oh, wow.
Last Super Bowl I attended, as I recall, and I looked it up, but I knew, was 1983. And it was the Redskins and the Dolphins in Pasadena. I framed the two tickets because of the unbelievable price, not because they were necessarily Super Bowl tickets. Ridiculous price. $60 each.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one, and someone can look it up. It was in San Diego. It was Washington Redskins and Denver. And the guy who owned the TV station gave me a ticket, and I picked up my friend Dan Miller, and we drove down to San Diego, ate at Denny's, and then went to the stadium, and then drove back to Los Angeles that night. I mean, Super Bowl was big.
It was 1988, and the face value, had climbed to $100, and on the secondary market, it was $265.
Well, Redskins won, 42-10.
They did. Doug
they were
Williams.
Like 40-yard line tickets. They were owner's tickets because he had a box at Denver Stadium. So that's how he got his tickets.
Ricky Sanders.
And, it was fun. I mean, it was great, but it was nothing like it is. You know, I went to the one in Atlanta, and that was later. But we just did all the peripheral things, didn't actually go to the game. And then it's become some kind of super charged deal where the money is so high. And all the wing-ding things that go on around it are even more serious, like the ones in New Orleans. There's an interesting, you know, all this cold weather we had last week, really cold weather on the Gulf Coast. They have one thing in Gulf Shores right now. Yeah, they have canals all over the city, and they're filled with dead fish. The mullets don't like that cold weather, and they die. And you could walk on the water there, the surface. It's just all dead fish.
This is New Orleans?
So, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Oh, Gulf Shores. Oh, okay.
And so it's thousands and thousands and thousands.
Well, if there's one fish that ought to just die, it's a dang mullet. But
yeah, that's
the big fish.
There's one thing you can use a mullet for, bait. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, this is a disturbing story here. The Philadelphia convenience store called Wawa has come up number one in the survey as the superior outlet of convenience stores. Quick Trip comes in number two. Bucky's comes in number three. This is not fake news, but I don't buy it.
It's bad metrics. There's apples and oranges there. I mean,
I think they're measuring in the Eastern, maybe in the East.
Wawa's,
Bucky's isn't.
Wawa's and QT's are a little bit bigger than the average size, gas station and store with a little deli or, you know, some food in there and stuff like that, maybe even wine, bottles of wine, a little bigger in that sense. But, you know, those stores are as big as Bucky's men's and women's bathrooms put together, period. That's it.
Well, Wawa has hoagies, built-to-order wraps, pizza, quesadillas, and they'll even do delivery and pickup services. So I don't know what that's all about, but I'm a Bucky's guy, and
Wawas that I go into down in Florida, if I go to get something like a Four Loko or something alcoholic, you got to go to the front and get them to unlock it for you. In all of them, I mean, yeah.
No,
because people are stealing.
Big story in New York Times on the 27th. I guess that was yesterday, right? Yeah. Oil companies embrace Trump, but not the drill, baby, drill thing. That is, he is going to have trouble with that because they're not going to drill if the prices go down. They can't afford to. They can only drill when the prices go up. So I don't know how he's going to achieve that. On Monday, prices were below $73 a barrel. There it's $74 today. natural gas prices rise in the winter. So it's going to be very interesting to see how he gets through with that. An American Airlines worker was killed on the tarmac at the Charlotte airport this week, a ramp vehicle accident. That's a dangerous place. I've always thought that was a real dangerous place to work.
We've lost two people over to ABIA or AUS or whatever they're calling it today to ramp accidents in the last, two, possibly 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a single vehicle accident involving an airline ramp vehicle. I mean, but that's there's a lot going on out there. And then I'm amazed. I even saw one Sunday in Nashville and took a bunch of pictures of it and posted them. Train vehicle accidents. People not judging whether they should be on the track or not.
Oh.
People hauling trailers and fire trucks and just you name it on top of a railroad track and stopping for the red light that's on the other side. And then get stuck somehow, and the train comes and runs into them. There must be 100 videos online of this happening
really, all
over the place.
I don't know where it came from, but I, to this day, have a literal paralyzing fear that I might end up on the railroad track and have to stop. Oh,
yeah, I know.
It's weird for me.
I thought about it even Saturday before I saw it on Sunday. At 300 yards from where this took place, I said, I don't even like being on one side of this or another, and I can see pretty far down the road. But this guy, he was a car hauler, and he got over the track, but this hauler didn't. And then here comes the train. Boom. It threw the trailer in the air, took out a Porsche, took out two pickup trucks and him. Hurt one person, surprised it didn't kill anybody, and the train went about half a mile down the track before it stopped. They had to bring an excavator out to pull that trailer off of the front of the train, and then the train was on its way after about 3.5 hours. But it was amazing how quickly they put everything back together. But it's just people, you cannot stop on a railroad track, particularly if you're in a trailer. You got to make sure you can get across that thing, but people just not thinking. And some of these passenger trains, I know in Florida, this is where it happens a good bit, that passenger train that's running between Orlando and Fort Lauderdale, it's getting up to 175 miles an hour.
I've seen that thing. It runs like the wind, man. It's fast.
I hear the train.
It's going fast.
Uh-oh.
And some of these intersections aren't particularly, as guarded as you would like for something going by at 200 miles an hour. So it's they are having occasionally a problem with that. But go online. There's no shortage of that kind of thing. Well, happy Tuesday to you.
You too. Hey, did you dump your NVIDIA stock yesterday or did you keep it?
I tried to keep it. I'm thinking it's going to go back up. I'm hoping that it goes back up.
At some point, I think so too. But boy, there sure was. I contend there's a lot of people that are in the stock market like me. They don't have any patience, and they don't know what they're doing. And when they saw that sellout yesterday, they just said, get out of here.
Yeah, it's legalized gambling for sure. Oh, by the way, I'll end you with this one. Jim Acosta is leaving CNN. Don't know where he's going, but it's just happened. And so we'll.
Now, didn't he leave one time already or got fired and they brought him back?
No, he couldn't get in the White House. They took his press pass, but they let him back in. They made him an anchor during the Jeff Zucker regime.
Oh, okay.
And now they're going to put him on at midnight because Wolfman's going to take his place. So he apparently doesn't like that, and he's going. So there you go.
All right. Thanks for the late breaking news.
Bye-bye.
Get it all from Jimmy Carter every morning. Thanks to Precision Camera and Video and Capital Land and Livestock, also known as Swartner Farm and Ranch in Swartner, Texas, America, where it's great to be alive. Good morning.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.